Welcome to Storyline, where everyday people throughout our community talk about the experiences that shape their lives. This week on Storyline, John Thompson talks with his wife of 26 years, Vivian Akers Thompson. Ms. Thompson was first married at the age of 17 and by 22 found herself raising three children in a marriage affected by alcoholism. As a young man, Mr. Thompson had also found himself facing challenging times. Today, they talk about their past, how they met, and the positive energy they bring to each other's lives.
John, while you were at work today, something great happened.
What?
Baby Bop had a baby.
Okay.
It's a little girl. She's a dark silver gray.
Well, that's pretty good. We almost lost Baby Bop.
Yeah, that's true.
And what's a Baby Bop?
Baby Bop is our oldest female alpaca.
Who would have thought that 5 years after being so bored, I was thinking of an electric bicycle as something to do for fun in my old age? We would have a farm and the 34 alpacas.
I just can't get over how much I love living in Surrey County in the country. Being raised in Queens, New York, that's why we loved living in Winston downtown, because of the metropolitan atmosphere.
And they started those downtown shows for us.
I know, right when we moved there.
So
it's a long way from where we started, isn't it, John?
Yeah. 30 years ago, I was on the street living in the Salvation Army in Jacksonville, Florida.
I'm so glad I didn't meet you then.
Yeah. I had, like, long hair, missing teeth. What I had left was green. But thank God sometimes for that last DWI, you know, where they sent me to those meetings because the counselor thought I was beyond repair. I probably would die.
Well, sometimes that's what it takes. Because I know with my first husband, he didn't get into recovery till we were divorced. Fortunately, I was going to, you know, the support groups, the 12-step meetings for family members of alcoholics. And, if it wasn't for recovery, we wouldn't have met.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they really, they just reinforced so many of the principles that, you know, because early on, I was in a very fundamental religion. But still, that's how I grew up, with very strict upbringing. And they just broadened my perspective on God and love and spiritual nature of people without it being so judgmental. All that guilt that I was living with for not being perfect. But, you know, from I don't think that either one of us could have accomplished this if we had had a different partner or different spouse.
No, somehow we're both crazy in different ways.
Yes.
Instead of keeping each other grounded, we keep each other centered on some kind of orbit.
And inspired. Encouraged.
And I'm funny as hell.
I'm glad about that.
Listen to other stories from our community at StorylineProject.org. Storyline is a project of the Echo Network and is made possible by the generosity of Salem Town, a continuing care retirement community where every life shines and stories are celebrated. Storyline. Make the connection.